Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Del Norte County Supervisors called an emergency meeting on Friday afternoon following the disbarment of District Attorney John Alexander. A state bar judge has ruled that Alexander committed several acts of prosecutorial misconduct. It's expected that Alexander will appeal the decision, but until that appeal is resolved, he's ineligible to serve as district attorney. The supervisors have appointed Assistant District Attorney Catherine Hicks as acting DA. The final decision on Alexander's future, outside of the appeals process, lies with the California State Supreme Court, which must approve the disbarment. Eureka police arrested 27-year-old Clinton Myers on Friday evening after he allegedly attempted to steal a vacuum from a resident in the 1500 block of William Street in Eureka. When the victim saw Myers walking off with his property, he confronted him, and Myers allegedly pulled a knife and began acting in a threatening manner. The victim called 911 and then reported that Myers threw his vacuum to the ground, smashing it, and then began advancing toward the victim. Myers fled before officers arrived on scene, but was quickly apprehended following a search of the area. Myers was booked on robbery, resisting, and vandalism charges. Arcata police are investigating a vehicle versus pedestrian collision that sent 37-year-old Eureka resident Jeremy Vatican to the hospital with major injuries. For unknown reasons, the driver, 19-year-old Arcata resident Trevor Sells, allowed his vehicle to drift off the roadway, and he struck Vatican from behind before slamming into a tree. Sells suffered minor injuries, and the cause of the collision remains under investigation. United States Marshals had been searching for John David Beck of Fort Bragg for more than 4 years, and on Friday they finally got their man. Beck was arrested in Berkeley after Beck violated his parole on federal charges, including conspiracy to distribute marijuana, for which he was arrested in 2005 in Richmond, Virginia. In 2009, while out on parole, a search of Beck's property in Fort Bragg turned up more than 600 marijuana plants and 10 pounds of processed bud, but Beck fled the area. Beck remains in custody in Alameda and will be arraigned in federal court in the coming weeks. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies and search and rescue personnel were called out to aid in the search for a missing woman, 30-year-old Genevieve Alexander, who was last seen by her boyfriend at a Pomo campground last Wednesday. Deputies received several tips regarding a suspicious person matching Alexander's description, including a tip from the Mendocino Coast Botanical Gardens. Deputies followed the trailhead to the beach and found a pair of pants floating in the surf, pants that matched Alexander's property. Coast Guard personnel searched the waters but found no sign of Alexander, and she is still considered a missing person. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The budget for the city of Eureka is due by July 1st. For city personnel and staff, the work begins now. Eureka City Manager Bill Panos explained how the budget provides a chance to review requests and make improvements.
Budget is a window of opportunity for us to look at the things that the council and that the employees and that the citizens have asked us to look at and modify. And so I would expect that over this next few months as we approach July 1st, which is our next budget year, fiscal year, that we will have some changes proposed and the citizens will have an opportunity to weigh in on those things.
Panos also spoke about how all comments and opinions are important when crafting a budget.
My sense about it is that we want all of it. We want opinion and comment, constructive and criticism. We are not afraid of criticism and being able to help look at ourselves and look at the city's assets, the city's processes, procedures, what the city is doing, what it's not doing, and improve those things every year. And this is a great time to do that.
Panos expects to have a budget ready by July 1st. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.